Social media isn't just changing how we communicate, it's fundamentally altering who we are. In The Hidden Psychology of Social Networks, Joe Federer reveals the fascinating psychological underpinnings of our digital lives, blending evolutionary biology, Freudian psychology, and neuroscience to explain why we behave so differently across various platforms. Unlike most marketing books that quickly become outdated, Federer's focus on the unchanging aspects of human psychology gives his insights remarkable staying power in our ever-shifting digital landscape. What makes this book required reading at companies like Google and Amazon is its ability to bridge the gap between strategic planning and real human behavior, showing us not just what we do online, but why we do it. Ever notice how certain ideas spread like wildfire online while others vanish? Memes aren't just internet jokes, they're units of cultural transmission that replicate between brains and evolve. When you transform my lukewarm-only coffee shop idea into an iced coffee-only concept, you've evolved my meme in your mental environment. The format carrying the meme, what Federer calls the meme machine, matters as much as the content. Early internet memes with white impact font and black outline dominated because they remained legible against any background and survived resolution degradation when shared. Internet culture evolves these formats to become lighter and more efficient, transforming lengthy videos into quick image macros for faster processing and sharing. Smart marketers study what naturally propagates in each environment and adapt their messages to proven formats rather than building new ones from scratch. Remember the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge of 2014? It spread from neighbors to Bill Gates by combining three viral essentials: entertaining videos, nominations as a spread mechanism, and attachment to a meaningful cause. This perfect storm raised over $115 million, demonstrating the power of well-designed social sharing. Platform-specific behaviors shape content success. When Facebook pivoted toward video content, aligning with their television advertising ambitions, brands adapted quickly. Videos with text overlays and captions achieved higher completion rates, addressing that 85% of Facebook videos are watched without sound. Yet testing revealed something counterintuitive. Despite Facebook's aggressive video push, static images with compelling text consistently generated 2 to 3 times more engagement. The reason? Content efficiency matters tremendously. Posts that can be quickly understood and shared without requiring significant time investment often achieve greater organic reach. The mechanics of sharing often matter more than the content itself. Brands that design easily shareable content through clear messaging, visual appeal, and minimal friction can achieve significant organic amplification beyond their paid media investments. This creates a share velocity factor, where initial engagement triggers algorithmic promotion, creating a virtuous cycle of visibility. Ever wonder why some social posts get thousands of shares, while others from the same brand fall flat? Regardless of brand size or category, certain principles consistently drive engagement. First, add genuine value by removing brand-centric thinking. Create content people would engage with even without investment in your brand. This value can be bookmarkable, badge-worthy, communicating something about the user, commiserative, creating connection through shared experiences, or aspirational. Second, design self-contained meme machines where all essential information exists within the content itself. Testing shows encapsulated content generates 11x more engagement and 46x more sharing than content requiring additional context. Third, create space for personal connection through narrative elements. Simple descriptive touches help audiences visualize themselves in the story, making content more engaging. Fourth, develop content for specific objectives rather than generic engagement. Different content types serve different purposes. Some builds awareness, some drives consideration, and some triggers conversion. Finally, balance engagement optimization with brand identity. Use consistent fonts, voice, and subtle branding elements to ensure content remains recognizably yours while still leveraging internet culture. Notice how differently you behave across social platforms? Your LinkedIn persona differs from your Reddit self, while Instagram presents yet another version, reflecting psychological patterns similar to Freud's model of the mind. Two factors shape our online behavior: identity presentation, real names versus anonymity, and connection patterns, offline acquaintances versus interest-based communities. These create three distinct online personas serving different psychological needs. In ego networks like Facebook and Snapchat, we present managed versions of ourselves to people we know offline. With posts potentially reaching our entire social circle, 78% of users self-censor to protect these relationships. Superego networks like Instagram and Twitter showcase idealized versions to potential strangers. These platforms emphasize personal branding, with followers and likes determining social capital, creating what researchers call social media performance anxiety. ID networks like Reddit and 4chan allow unfiltered expression through anonymity, organized around interests rather than identity. These platforms foster genuine communities where users explore ideas without judgment, often hosting more honest discussions. The average user maintains 8.5 different profiles because each network satisfies distinct needs, from maintaining relationships to exploring interests to building personal brands. When people share on social media, they're expressing their identity, not communicating with brands. We wear content like digital clothing, sharing things that define us. Research shows 68% share content to give people a better sense of who they are, and 84% to support causes they care about. Successful brands help users represent themselves authentically. Ziploc exemplifies this with shareable content showing creative uses, from cake decoration to travel organization. These posts generated hundreds of thousands of shares by providing value while helping users build social equity. When someone shares such content, they position themselves as the creative friend with great ideas. In ego networks, viral trends emerge when content taps into widespread but dormant community beliefs. The Ice Bucket Challenge succeeded not just for its charitable cause, but because it let people publicly demonstrate generosity while connecting with friends through shared experience. The most effective brands understand their role is enabling genuine human connections rather than broadcasting messages. Airbnb succeeds by sharing user-generated content celebrating travel experiences, allowing audiences to connect over shared wanderlust. Our brains process information in two ways. The right hemisphere experiences the world as complex and fluid, while the left hemisphere categorizes experiences into patterns. This cognitive split shapes our social media experience. Information flows naturally from right brain networks, where original content emerges from interest-based communities, to left brain networks, where people use content to represent their identities. The optimal brand strategy combines both. Create meaningful experiences in right brain networks, then amplify them through storytelling in left brain networks. Old Spice exemplified this by creating a playable gentleman character for Dungeons & Dragons, a genuine contribution that resonated with D&D communities on Reddit, then leveraging that authentic engagement into broader media coverage. Social media's power lies in testing content before reaching mass audiences. The effective approach remains simple. Identify what people value, understand why, create something they'll enjoy, and tell stories about it. In our algorithmic digital world, successful brands will be those remembering the fundamentally human nature of social connection.